The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, remember that it hated me before you. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. But because you do not belong to the world, because my choice withdrew you from the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the words I have said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you too. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. But it will be on my account that they will do all this, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. I think everybody finds it hard when we face opposition. Of course, as a Catholic community, we've always known that, and it's always a truth wherever we are in the world. And obviously, we would wish it wasn't, and yet, it's the Lord that says it himself, doesn't he? If the world hates you, remember, that's how they treated him, because we belong not to the world, in the sense that the world is in charge. It's God and Jesus. And who he left, Peter and the apostles, teaching us, the church, the people. And that's what these martyrs died for. And we have, fortunately, still at the moment, the freedom to do that. But remember, it's 75% of persecution in the world is of Christians. And we make a good lot of the Christians, in the sense that, you know, out of the total number of Christians, there's a huge lot of Catholicism in all that. And yet we shouldn't be surprised, because it's on account of what we follow the Lord. And as it said in that reading to Hebrews, they were too good for this world, and yet they didn't receive the promise until perfection with Jesus. And that's what Pope Francis is always directing us back to, as did Benedict, as did John Paul, back to focus on Jesus.